The Buffalo Bills made some free agency moves, and the Sabres continue to disappoint year after year. Now 13 years without a playoff berth, but we're leaving that all behind today to celebrate the two-year anniversary of the Buffalonian Podcast. All right, let's go. What's up, brother? We are back with the Buffalonian Podcast. I'm Joe Calley. As always, I'm joined by none other than Dom Loss. And Dom, what's up, brother? How we feeling today? Sorry, I'm done, I swear. No, how we feeling?
Just wait till you curse once.
Sorry for cussing. Yeah.
But no, it's great to be here for the two-year anniversary.
Yeah, I kind of forget it's coming up until it was like this week. Kind of popped out of nowhere, I guess, right?
Yeah, and honest to God, we didn't really know what we were going to do last year. We did the
the draft. Yeah, you got a little frog in the throat there.
Gosh.
Yeah.
A little draft, a little misty in here, you know, 2 years. But I do have a surprise for the two-year anniversary. Obviously, we're not talking Bills, Sabres. I know opening day for the Bisons.
Right. Bandits, but we'll talk about that in due time. And the Sabres, we should just never speak of again. Sell the team, send them to Austin, Texas, whatever. But
selfishly, this episode's about us.
Yes.
But I do have a little bit of a surprise.
Oh.
So as many of you may know, that it is technically 2 years since we started airing the Buffalonian Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But as we talk about our journey, in December of 2021, right after the Bills versus the Buccaneers, Joe and I recorded an unaired pilot episode in his garage.
Are we airing it?
We're not airing it, but I do have.
What do you have? Oh, gosh. The suspense is killing me. It's terrible. Make it last.
My Tremaine Edmonds jersey.
Oh, my God. The classic he wore. Look at the numbers faded off the back. We're getting it on and the bucket hat. If I had known.
That's why it's called a surprise.
Yeah. Could have worn the bro toga. That's been in the closet for a while, I feel like. I haven't touched that. Look at that. Wow, it's like Time Machine 2 years ago. Actually, a little over that. But, yeah, we did have an unaired episode. It resides on my phone. Maybe we – should we air it sometime?
I think this looks stupid with the headphones. How bad does this look?
if you're watching on video, we can lose the bucket hat. But Dom tried to replicate his –
we'll put that – you can see it. Whatever.
Yeah, no. I wish we had a photo of it to throw up for anyone watching on video. But I'll explain to you what it was. We're in my back garage, right? The first time – we had the inkling to do this, right? So what is after the Bills-Bucks game? That's what you said it was?
Well, I'll say is this, is because I guess we were just, you know, talking about our coming up for the 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of had this itch to do it. Porkchop Sports was the first iteration. You can still find those on Spotify. And then a while went by, and an important... I believe it was November, right? November 21. We were in that thrift shop, and you decided you were going.
Yeah, I was an education major. let's say that time has passed. I was an education major starting out in college, and then I decided from this guy and my girlfriend Morgan, both of them, convinced me to do what I want to do. And one thing that Dom said that will forever stick with me is I can't see you grading papers for the next 40 years, and that hit hard because guess what? I couldn't see myself doing that either. So there then became. What am I going to do? And Dom mentioned something about, why don't we start a pod? And, you know, why don't you talk about sports? Because we did a lot of that just by ourselves for fun, right? So it was just, why don't we just try doing it for real? I ended up switching my major to journalism, getting a certificate in sports communications. The Buffalonian is attempted, I would say. And we didn't have any equipment. It was, again, a phone in the middle of the table, but in an echoey garage. It was not a closed environment.
We didn't have a video, though. We had a camera.
We did. We had a camera up on a...
How did we set that up?
It was on a literal stepladder.
Yeah.
Like, in front of a pop-up table. Like,
your dad your dad interrupted us.
Yeah, because he's like, what are you guys doing back here? Like, just out of nowhere. So, whatever. That passed. We thought it was put to bed. There was always the hope of maybe doing one, but we thought it was put to bed. And then... couple months later down the road, it was go time. And, you know, Mike Marino, who was originally with us, was in too. We all went into it, and we recorded the pilot episode, which we talk about the weather on for like 5 minutes. That was pretty bad. I mean, I can't listen back to those first episodes. I'm going to be honest with you. They're pretty rough. So we appreciate anyone who listened to those and has been with us since. But
no, I think it was weird. I don't know what, honest to God, like I feel old saying this, but like 2 years ago was like long time. And I don't fully remember why we decided to start it up again. I'm going to be honest. I think
we were tossing the pigskin around out in your front yard.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was something like some event that we were doing probably, and we were just like, hey, like, we have time, like, let's just shoot it.
You know what it was? The Bills playoff win against the Patriots. I'm telling you, I think, because we remember we were in the garage for that again, and we got all excited. We were screaming motor in for Devin Singletary. I think that reignited a lot, you know?
Sure. Because that was you, me, and Mike.
Yeah. And then my brother, Chunk, and others were there.
But I think that did motivate. Like, that was kind of like, oh, that was kind of, you know. So, I think you're right on that. But there was still 2 months on the line. I don't really remember what the specific, like, moment was that we decided we were going to do it again. And it literally was probably a table, an oval table.
A little circle.
A little circle table. Mm-hmm. And it was the three of us with an iPhone in the middle. And
my legs kept falling asleep because we were on bar stools for so long. And it was...
It was
audio only. It was interesting. We did it like if you've listened back then, we had I recorded these little fill-ins between segments of take the podcast to the next level. We're looking for sponsors. All this junk. So that was a little crazy, but it's ended up working out for the. I mean, look at where we're at now.
Well, I think, you know, when we look back at those moments, like yeah, they're kind of cringy.
We laugh though,
but like I think it's funny because like this isn't a great example for today, but like. In between takes, like, we cut up those videos a lot because, like, the three of us could not stop laughing.
I have all the outtakes.
Like, we could not stop laughing. Because it was just kind of uncomfortable. It's not like we were uncomfortable with each other, but, like, it was kind of, like, a little nerve-wracking, like...
You have a microphone in front of you now, and it's just kind of, like...
a microphone, but it was...
It's a phone in the middle.
Phone mic.
You're not just, for lack of a better term, shooting the shit with your buddies. You're essentially...
Sorry for cussing.
Sorry for cussing. You're essentially... It's everything's getting recorded. So that was the most nerve-wracking part, and knowing it was going out to the public. I hated listening to the first one after we did it because, like, my parents would play it in the house and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I still don't want my dad playing the podcast.
No, I don't. I can't.
I just don't. I'm okay listening to it by myself, but, like, when I'm around others, like, I just get, like, kind of, like, it's, like, it's still weird for me.
I don't like listening to other people listen to me.
Yeah.
And us. Like,
Whatever. But, like, I think... And, I mean, I was thinking about this today, like, driving in, and I was like, how many different locations have we, like, shot the pod?
Well,
like,
there's been a lot.
Like, we did the iPhone.
In the middle of the table. In your basement.
In my basement.
Yeah.
The outdoor pod.
Oh, that was, that was wonderful. We did that a couple times, didn't we?
Well, the first time it was, yo, Joe, like.
What was
Do you think the birds like that are chirping in the background? Do you think they're gonna get in?
I was like, no, the mic won't pick it up because that was our first go with the first set of microphones we had. That was like our first new piece of technology.
I don't know why we decided to do it outside.
Like because it was nice. It was still like 70 degrees outside, and the sun was up, and we had a bigger table with more comfortable chairs out on your back porch. So we decided to do it there, and all you hear it sounds like we're literally sitting in the middle of a rainforest cafe. Like, that's what it sounds like.
I mean,
like.
There's just so many stories like out there. The Buffalonian Bowl this past year, that was outside. I mean, we tried in here with that light in the back.
The floodlight for construction.
Floodlight.
That burned. It was so hot. Like, it just increased the temperature of the room like none other.
But that got us into, you know, with Eric and all that. So that was kind of chill.
Yeah, the network picked us up. And
are you showing off the light?
Yeah, we got the light right here. Thank you. Yeah. This thing. Is if you're watching on video, it's legitimately what you see hanging in a construction zone. If you're listening on audio, it's just it puts out a lot of heat. And when we did try coming in here to the current studio, which we've vamped a little bit from what it was, I mean, you can tell we have the photos in the back and everything. Now I'm going to try and get this out of here. when we first did it, it was just, remember, it was already 80 degrees in here because it was summertime. Then we added that floodlight on top of it. It would get up to like 90 in here.
It was hot. It was dark because it was we would do it at night, and
like
it was 8
p.m. Yeah.
You know, luckily we figured out how to get like air in here, so it's not as, it was pretty musty when we first tried here.
Yeah.
And then like, you know,
just no one's up here. So
it's also kind of, then we did we still do a little bit of online with the StreamYard stuff, but that became a big part. And then obviously with the betting on the Bills, and I just think it's funny like how much the pod has really changed from 2 years, because obviously we went down from three people to two.
And then we added a wonderful producer.
Then we added a actual producer.
Yeah.
We had a segment about, we had like a debate segment. One of the first
debates. We tried to be Stephen A there with the debate.
The first debate segment was, should NFL like linebackers or defensive linemen wear single digits? Something like that.
Right, because that was when the zero was, you know, and all the number stuff was happening.
We had a March Madness.
Boxing. We attempted
boxing,
that.
Boxing, golf, like, it was just, I mean, we didn't, I look back, and there's also some stuff that we probably should, like, I like the rundown. We should probably figure out the rundown.
Figure out a way to get that back.
Would you rather, like, the trivia, like, some of that stuff that we've cut, like, I think we could, I hope that we're able to kind of maybe get back into that a little bit, you know, find a way, maybe not that specific
time.
Way, but, like, I mean, there's been some stuff that we've cut that have been, like, really nice, but, like, just trying to keep, like, become more concise with, you know, the rundown stuff for you guys to make it a better product, but also just the mic quality. Like, we went from
USB mics to XLR mics right now, and originally from an iPhone to one mic shared between the three of us, which was
then
echoey.
Two mics.
Then two mics between the three of us,
and then three.
These mics now, and, you know, you can hear the difference.
And the cameras, was just... You know, it's been an interesting.
It's been a run, and that I think that's the biggest thing about it. And I don't know, we have consistent listeners, and that's the coolest part about it. Is when we first initially started doing this, it wasn't for anything, right? We didn't think of a network or anything to join. It was more like, why don't we just record our thoughts? You know, like any good podcast starts out with, except, you know, ours are on Buffalo sports, which happen to have a lot of competition within the market, and we're still getting a good share, which is awesome, and we appreciate anyone out there who's listening. And, you know, this episode isn't necessarily about the sports surrounding it, but it's about the upbringing on 2 years later from the pilot, quote-unquote. You can go back and listen to that and see the difference for yourself.
I think for us, though, it's always been, it's always weird. It's always been about doing it together, though. I don't think it's
– No.
Like, I think
you're
it's always been cool that we've been part of the network and we have the following, but – it never was.
It was never for that.
It was never for that. It was always like, you know,
it was a way to keep us together as we grew apart from high school.
True.
Right? We moved into
that sounds weird to say.
No, but it's true.
But it's true. It was a situation where like COVID just had, obviously.
Yeah.
COVID was kind of still in 21, kind of still a thing. So we were kind of reamping the kind of being able to be with everyone. And it was kind of a situation where like with people's schedules, like it was hard for like obviously our big friend group to like be together or whatever, and like I don't know, it was kind of an escape.
Yeah.
You know, and
it was you know, we were in college at that point, so it's just
I'm still in college.
You're
but,
still
you know.
In college. I recently graduated, but still it's just it was tough. It was nice to come here and do this to escape from the everyday, you know, thoughts, I guess, right? Oh, my term paper's due on Friday. Oh, I gotta, you know, an exam to take. It was a nice escape from reality, if you will. And I don't know, it's furthered a lot in each of our, I feel like we've grown from doing this as well. Right. I mean,
yeah, I think
I definitely have. This is luckily the career I guess I'm going into. So it's kind of helped a lot of that along with a lot of film and stuff like that from this getting sent to my bosses and stuff like that. But
I think the improvement's like off the charts, to be honest. Like, I mean, I'm
might be a little biased there,
it's not even from my individual. Like I think I've grown more comfortable over the mic. Like, I was always the guy that was like really laughy and kind of like,
yeah. And I just didn't give a shit about the Sabres. Sorry for cussing, but yeah, I didn't
but
care
like
about the Sabres
it was
at all.
A situation where like I was kind of just doing it to do it, and I think this has been kind of a cool experience. I think you've improved the most, to be honest, because you were, as you said, you didn't give a shit about the Sabres. So
I didn't have a reason to follow the hockey
team.
So,
but you didn't, like, like your knowledge of sports has grown, and you used to call everyone a fraudulent scumbag, which I'm glad you.
That
I'm
was.
Glad,
yeah.
I'm glad that. But like, I think that's also has been so refreshing about these last couple of years is that like I think we've all grown to really care for each other, not just on the mic but off the mic.
100%. And like, not that we didn't before, but like, it's a deeper understanding
yes,
for sure.
It's mm-hmm. it's different, and I would say like especially. Especially over the last year, a lot of changes have happened in the friend group.
Yeah.
And that's been really tough. And obviously the, you've graduated and I'm about to graduate in May. So there's also kind of the unknown factor. And
right. Like where we, if a job comes up elsewhere, what happens and stuff like that. Right. So it's a way to keep it.
So
keep it together.
You're
getting choked up there? You all right?
A little bit.
It's just
a situation where, like, the last year, like, I really... The first year of us doing this was kind of always...
The hangout.
Whatever. I don't really... Like, it was a, like...
This isn't a... By the way, just a disclaimer. This isn't... This sounds final. It's not us ending this anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But,
so,
like, the first... Yeah, no. Yeah, the first year... like, the first year of us doing it was always kind of like, oh, it was the three of us... Just kind of always being there, like, whatever. And, like, obviously us losing Mike. And then kind of everything that's happened since then, like, it was tough. Doing this was kind of, for a little bit there, was a little bit of an adjustment, right, with the two of us.
Yeah. Honestly, when we originally tried to do it in the garage, we said, there's no way we could do this, the two of us. We needed that third person.
And
that just kind of shows how much we've...
grown, but I think for those couple months kind of after that, just from a personal perspective, like, it was kind of weird doing it.
Yeah,
like
it didn't feel the same as it did.
It didn't mm-hmm. feel quite the same. Like, it felt like, obviously we lost a member, and it was kind of still us, and it was the same, we're talking about the same shit, and we're doing the same stuff, but it didn't quite feel like, it just didn't quite feel the same, but then I think growing into... our relationship continuing to expand, adding Mooch to the production to make it better. Like, I think we've kind of reinvented ourselves. And
yeah,
again, I just really appreciate, all the listeners listening to us. It means a lot. And again, I appreciate everything that, you and Mooch do for me just on here. And because I know as Mooch alluded to, I don't know where to put the mic sometimes. and especially just off camera as well, I really appreciate it. And listen, it hasn't been the... I think I could say this. I know this is going to sound weird. Oh, you're sounding all depressed or whatever. But, like, it truly... I think every person in our friend group, it hasn't been the easiest year.
No. There's always been... This year, I mean, we're all kind of... We're on that fringe of adulting. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And it's kind of hitting hard a little bit in some cases. And it's just... This is kind of still that outlet for me, at least.
For me as well. I think
go back to the roots, if you will,
And I think that's, why we continue to do it, mm-hmm. right? It's not like...
Every week I look forward to coming here and doing it, honestly. It's just...
It's like, to me, it's always been this. We don't make any money off this.
No.
And we're probably in the net negative of money, which is fine, because I think... I've gotten out of this experience more than what money can do, right?
Yeah, right.
Just the strengthening of everyone's relationships, kind of being able to, having a tough week, just being able to sit here and literally I could tell you right now as if we ever let, certain listeners just be able to sit in our process, we got here at 3 o'clock and we didn't start filming until 4:30.
Until 4:30, and it's now been...
Because we've just been... But I think that's what makes us, is that this isn't...
It's not the talking heads, if you will, right?
It's not like...
It's down to earth.
It's not elite. Listen. I say this honestly, and it's not even just us. We're not, elite analysts. We're not going to be able to be
we're armchair coaches.
Like, we're just kind of the typical fan, and we're, the typical friend group that kind of just...
Well, that's what it's for.
And I hope, people who listen, if they want to start a podcast,
Do
it. It's never... I think...
It's never a bad venture.
Mm-hmm. I would just say if you're ever going to start a podcast, you just have the expectation that it's never – don't make it more than what it is. It's always a growing opportunity for yourself and for the people that are in the process with you.
Yeah.
It's great to have the listening fan base, and if your listeners go up or they stay the same, it shouldn't matter what you do. As long as you love what you're doing, continue doing it. And as much as the Sabres drive me crazy, I enjoy losing my shit with Joe every week about it, because it's just kind of a fun thing to do. I enjoy doing it. You know, I know recently the last month have been kind of hectic, but I enjoy Mooch producing the shows for the most part until he messes up and doesn't put our mics on. When
oh my gosh. Listen, I had him laughing. I said, "What's up, brother?" And just a disclaimer for all of you who don't know, that's the real sketch, by the way. It's just taking the world by storm right now. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it's furthering our development, right? And we have, I guess, like, again, I don't plan on stopping this anytime soon, and no matter what happens, you know, whatever jobs take us anywhere, there's still ways to do it.
Yeah,
and get back to the roots, right? So like, that's what it is at the end of the day, and start that, right? And word of advice, if you are out there and you know you don't want to get lost in the woods of podcasts now, because there's just an exponential amount, your average podcast lasts like 7 days, 7 episodes, right? Like that's the count. You know where we're at right now? Do you know the number?
Are you counting like special shows?
Everything. Every episode we've released, where are we at? Where do you think?
So yours is what? 104 weeks. So 100 plus, probably I would say around 200.
So we have 142 published episodes.
God, I'm so far off.
Well, remember, we have like the end of the off season.
No, that was a
where
terrible
we
guess.
Miss like 3 weeks. We go on a hiatus for a little bit. Then we come back for the season. But I mean, it's that's 142 episodes compared to the average of 7 that they last, right? So like that's the big thing in itself. It's consistency, and I don't know. I enjoy doing this. Sabres lost 6-2 last night. I didn't even want to talk about it, but I was at the game. It was devastating. I placed a bet, won $160. That's what I took from the night. But I still look forward to coming in here and talking about how god awful that team played.
Even though
we're not talking about it, but still, like today's a different circumstance, right? It's the 2-year. Next time we talk about the Sabres, I can't wait to talk about how they need to clear everything out. And no, I'm kidding, but you know, I can't wait to talk about it. Like, that's truthfully it, and it's not what you're talking about, it's who you're talking with. And no, I think that's what it is at the end of the day.
That was a good quote.
Yeah, you like that?
Put that as a t-shirt.
Yeah, put it on.
Did you steal that?
I crocheted it on my pillow last night. But
no, I think I just think it's 2 years is 2 years, and you know, whoever, you know, it doesn't matter if it's no one listening or millions of people listening or how many people we have.
You're going to see both.
Like,
You're gonna get a good one, you're gonna get a bad one, let me tell you.
But it's a situation where as long as you as the podcaster like doing what they're doing, like,
yeah,
who's to tell you to stop? Because like, who cares?
I mean, we're in the net negative, I guess, money wise, but at the same time, it's like,
who cares? Like,
it's not even that net negative though. It's probably like not even a total of $200. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Probably. I mean,
like it's just us buying the equipment. The network actually provides us hosting for the pod. We don't have to pay for any of that. You know what I mean? So it's like that helps. And that's when one of the great things is you get
relationships.
You connect with people. Like we use LinkedIn. We were just talking about it beforehand. You know what I mean? You connect with people. That's all you got to do. And we've made a lot of great connections. We're looking to get some great guests in here too. We're going to expand the show even more. It's evolved so much. I mean, like we said, those StreamYard ones used to, they would be interesting because it was like producing slash co, you know what I'm saying? Like on my end, like clicking the music and stuff, having Mooch come in here and produce now is like the best thing we could have done. Truthfully. And like the whole season, it was just like, we knew what we were doing coming in here. He was going to execute as a radio producer myself, the respect out there because he's doing more than I do on, you know, we have the audio boards and stuff like that at work, but he's doing all the video stuff, which I don't know anything about. So, other than StreamYard, it's very streamlined, we want to keep that going.
It's a fantastic 2 years. We're going to keep her going. I think we have a lot, you know.
Got a lot more to do.
With this trio, I think we got a lot more shelf life left. But, I mean, just I think, you know, we have the Buffalonian Bowl coming up. I think we have, I'll tease something, I think we have maybe a little something maybe outside the sports realm coming up.
Yeah. Some social media stuff for you, maybe.
Some social media stuff. And obviously here, we don't fully know what we're going to be doing because the Sabres have 9 games left, and we're gonna figure out a way to make
it. They have 9 games left, and I don't think they're gonna win a single one. But
make it interesting.
We'll see what happens. The meaningful games in March went out the window real quick.
I will say this though: we are taking ideas for the 3-year anniversary. Obviously, first year was the draft.
Yeah,
this year was kind of, you know, just telling our story, which I think is the
2 years is a mark where you do tell a story, though.
I just think the it's just all about who you're doing it with and being consistent and just doing what you love.
I think it's, again, going back to who you do it with. You don't even you develop the chemistry, right? Like, I know Dom's stats and analytics all the way. He knows his stuff no matter what. So I know if I say something absolutely egregious, he's got it over there. It's just you learn to play off of each other, and it's been a great 2 years of doing
that.
And
I think that's the big thing as well, is that, like,
compliment people.
Is
right?
That Joe and I, yeah, well, it seems like we agree on a lot. Like, we do it in different, I think what makes us so
different trains of thought.
That was a good way to say, I was gonna say different idea, like different idea point. Like, I'm always kind of the numbers based, and Joe's kind of
the fan
that's
the
loud
emotions,
that's like
the fan,
but
yeah.
Like, I'm the quiet numbers guy, and I think that's like, I think me rubbing off on Joe
a little
has
bit
helped, and him rubbing off on me, so I'm a little bit louder, a little bit more,
more outgoing.
Emotional, yeah, outgoing. So I just think we, like,
it complements
so well. And I think, again, if you're starting a podcast, would really, I mean, do it, you could do it by yourself, but I just think it's more special doing it with, like, people that, like, every week. Like, if we didn't have this podcast, like, yeah,
we play a lot of Xbox.
We play a lot of Xbox.
Like,
we hang out, but, like,
he drives me crazy playing sports games. Like, the other night, the show, I just can't do anything against this guy.
But
he's got me on the slider, but nonetheless.
But it's a situation where it's, like, if we didn't do this every week, like, yeah, we'd probably, like, make it more apparent to do other stuff, but, like, it wouldn't probably be a weekly thing. And I think now, as you're taking, like, the unknown chapter of us, you know, getting into the job force, I think you take – it was easy to take this for granted, I think.
These 2 years where it's been
– a considerable long a time, but now it's like
– we're going to just roll with the punches and deal with it.
But I do have one thing.
Oh, what you got? You want to do one thing sports related today?
One thing sports related today to end the show.
Okay.
I do have a would you rather.
Oh, we're resurrecting the would you rather. Would you look at that?
I teased it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Would you rather. Ready for this one?
I'm ready. I'm staring right into your eyes. What do you got?
Would you rather have to do a podcast show on something completely you don't know for 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be just think of, what's the first thing that comes out of your mind that's, like, just random, but not sports related?
Croquet? That is a sport.
Croquet is sports.
Star Trek. I know absolutely nothing about it.
Okay. Would you rather do that, or would you have to, for 365 straight days, have to have a 30-minute podcast?
365 straight days, I'd rather have the 30-minute podcast.
Instead of just one podcast is...
Yep, I'm telling you.
You could have, like, 10. I'll give you. You could get.
I'm not
minutes.
A good bullshitter, and you know that. I can't do that. That's like fear mongering in me. I can't do that. Yeah, I'd rather talk. I could sit down and spew stuff about the Bills for 30 minutes a day. I'm telling you that. You know what I mean?
I just don't, like,
if it's only 30 minutes, you know.
I guess
I think we're almost at it. We push like 45.
Yeah, but that's once a week.
Yeah. But I essentially at work, I've kind of, like, through a week, I've had to do it for an hour by myself.
Yeah, but you had to do it for 52 consecutive weeks.
I know, but there's a lot. Like, in the NFL season, the NFL is a 12-month sport. Like, I think I could spew about the Bills. Star Trek, I know nothing about. That would freak me out. How long does it have to be? An hour? The Star Trek one?
What, 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Give you 10 minutes of prep. You get, like, 10 minutes
10
of,
minutes
like,
of prep. Okay, I could do that in 10 minutes of prep.
Okay, so you would change. Okay, so
yeah.
5 minutes of prep.
I'd still be able to get something, right? Like, figure something out. Like, I'd know who, what's his name? Who's the Spock? That guy? That's the only guy I know. And that's
They are making another movie, apparently.
Yeah, Live Long and Prosper, right? I remember our bus guy used to do that in elementary school. That's the only reason I know that what that is.
No, so I thought I would do a – I'm trying to think of my answer. I did think when I was thinking of the would you rather, I was like, you know what? semi-sports related, but like mostly podcast related.
Yeah. What would you do? Which one? Would you do the 365 days of 30 minutes of something you know, or the let's just say 45 minutes one day of something you have no idea about with 5 minutes of prep time? 45 minutes is long. That clock ticks slow when you don't know what you're talking
True.
About. You know what I mean? If you know what you're talking about, 30 minutes goes by in a flash. That's kind of where I was on that.
Yeah, but that would be like doing it every day. I just feel like I would get burnt out. Like, I feel like you need, it's not like, oh, you couldn't be a radio host. It's like, no, but, like, radio hosts get a day or two, like, in between.
They
like,
get the weekends.
They get the weekends. Mm-hmm. Like, I could do it. I could do it as, like, a job. I just don't think I would be able to do it. And they also get, like, a certain vacation.
Well, they
so
also.
Sick time, too.
It's
like,
caller-based, by the way.
But if you're sick.
You get people calling in. That also extends a show. You know what I'm saying? Because you can leave it to the callers.
Okay, if I said no prep time, no call-ins.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Would you do the 40-minute?
I'd do the one every day.
Really? No, even no call-ins? Nope. Okay. You know what? I think for the fun value, I would just do the 45 minutes by myself.
Just see how it goes.
What would your topic be?
On what I the Star Trek one that
yeah,
I
what
said?
Would you do for me? Like just a random one.
Ooh. I don't know what
I
you
know,
don't know.
I actually know nothing about Star Trek, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that'd be a decent
so
one.
So I would have to talk about the Enterprise, Spock, what is it, Dr. McCoy. Who is Benji? Is Benji the sidekick?
What about
Simon Pegg? And then Chris Pine was
entertainment news. I don't know anything about that stuff besides
I just think it's a good question. The reason why it took me a minute to like think of the would you rather is because I had like two in my head, so I'll just say
the other one.
I'll say the other one. Would you rather have the co-host one of us can't make it for like a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have it be Statistician Ginge or Peachin? Our brother who knows nothing about sports.
Yeah, well, we'd be throwing him into the would you rather, essentially, that we just did.
Nor does Statistician Ginge either. He doesn't know anything about sports either. So you're basically going, which person would you rather like know that they have nothing to offer value-wise? Like I said, value-wise is harsh. I'm sorry. I meant like sports talk wise, but could maybe you could figure out a way to put the
I'll take video editing skills over anything, and that'd be Chonk. That'd be your brother.
But you're still your producer.
Huh?
You still have the producer.
I know that. But he can make valuable content and speak on something, I guess.
I would also take Patrick.
I would take him. No offense to Statistician Ginge, but you should see the compilations that his brother Patrick makes. They're pretty remarkable. So I'd take that all day, every day.
I would agree. That's why I didn't want to do that one, because I thought that one was going to be like no offense to Statistician Ginge.
We would have an all loss pod, essentially.
Peachin hasn't even made a
he hasn't made an appearance. No,
but,
he hasn't.
Yeah, Statistician Ginge has, unfortunately. No, he still gets the L.
Yes. Yeah, he still gets the L. He's been on it. Yeah, we'll wait and see. We're going to think about the draft stuff. I know the Bisons are playing, so we're going to have to work around that and see what mm-hmm. happens here. We don't know work schedules, but we're hoping to maybe put something together for the Bills pick at 28. That was a lot of fun last year. Seeing Dalton Kincaid get picked. That was an interesting one. You can go back and listen to that if you want. There's a lot you can go back and listen to. About 2 years worth.
142
episodes. 2 years worth of episodes you can go back and check out. Oh, man. It's been an intense, fun, ups and downs, of course. 2 years. I always worried about working with close friends and even family. Is this a program note? I don't know if anyone knows the relation. Dom and Mooch are actually my cousins, funnily enough. So, we that's just that's how it is. So, second cousins, though, I think, right? Is that the relation? I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Yeah.
So
my dad,
we grew up together.
Parents were
our parents are cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. You're correct. My bad.
Yes. So we grew up together still. I know their family. But they're still just buddies over anything. But it's been a wild 2 years. Can't wait for a couple more. Whatever the future holds, we'll figure something out. Whether it's over the airwaves or just here, we'll figure something out. I don't know.
Thank you for listening, though. We really do. We really do appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. I know today's a mushy gushy just 2 year. It's not really what the listener base is used to, but we appreciate all of you out there listening and keeping it going, because, I mean, yeah, we say, listener, no listener, but it's nice to know people are out there listening.
Nice to know people outside of this room also care about
exactly
what we do.
And we are in such a passionate area for Buffalo, like for sports in general, right? The Bills, Sabres, Bandits, Bisons even. There's a new USL soccer team coming, so we don't know what's going to go on there. We'll wait and see. Probably have some news on that next week, I would assume, by next pod. That'll be interesting. And, there's a huge sports base here, and, yeah, there's some coverage, and, you know, you get the talking heads, you get the big guys who are self-proclaimed statisticians, unlike Ginge. Or you get, you know, as it says in the description, made by Buffalonians for Buffalonians. So that's what you get when you listen to this, and we hope you continue to. It's been a wild, fun 2 years. Thank you, for me, to you, Dom, and Mooch, for hopping on and doing everything you guys do every time. It's nothing but a blast, nothing short of a blast. But
thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Any closing remarks?
No, I only hope that.
Can only go up from here, right?
I only hope that eventually this podcast, we could eventually talk about some Sabres playoff games and hopefully for a Bills Super Bowl. But you know what?
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that. But that's going to do it for this edition, 2 year edition of the Buffalonian Podcast. I'm Joe Calley. As always, I'm joined by none other than Dom Loss. And thank you to our producer, Mooch, for everything you do behind the scenes for this past year. Since we brought you on, it's been nothing short of a blast. But
do you want to get a face cam?
Do you want to pop in? No.
Well.
We got to get you on a mic here sometime. All right, sometime we'll get him on mic. Here we go. Without further ado, that's gonna do it. Dom, how do you always end these, buddy? For the 2 years.
Looking around the camera. Go Bills, baby.
Go Bills. Sabres, do something. Jeez.